Harper, Walter. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. December 26, 1904. Dear Brother Harper, Sister Hall has just read me your letter to her. I am glad that you are having success in selling my books, for thus you are giving to the world the light that God has given me. These books contain clear, straight, unalterable truth, and they should certainly be appreciated. The instruction they contain is not of human production. I did not see your wife while I was in Battle Creek. I am somewhat surprised that she did not come to see me, if she were in the sanitarium while I was there. I wish to tell you that the last money you gave me, I think it was $87, I sent to her, telling her that I thought you had placed it in my hands for that purpose, although you did not say so. I thought that perhaps this might incline her favorably toward you. Do not allow your mind to be troubled. I think that your matters will come out all right ere long, although I have seen neither your wife nor her mother, nor have I heard from either of them. I have a request to make of you. Will you lend me $1,000? I will pay you interest on it and will give you my note. I usually pay 4 or 5%. I am in need of money to aid in the publication of Ministry of Healing. I must get money from somewhere. If you can lend me $1,000, I shall be greatly obliged. I have just returned from a stay of 7 weeks in Southern California. During my trip to the East, I labored very hard, and when in a weakened state, I took a severe cold, which weakened me still more. I was sick all the time I was in San Diego. I had 4 weeks of suffering. I coughed a great deal, and my throat was very sore. I was not able to speak to the people while at San Diego. I spoke twice at Los Angeles. The meetings were held in a large tent in which Elder Simpson has been holding meetings. There were over 1,000 present on Sabbath afternoon, and 1,000 on Sunday afternoon. Elder Simpson has had great success in his evangelistic work in Los Angeles. He tells me that 125 have been baptized as a result of the meetings held. I have been writing all day, and the Lord has blessed me. I hope you will continue to have success in your work. Do not worry, but trust in the Lord, and make every effort possible to place our publications in the hands of the people, because these publications contain the truth that will enable men and women to stand the test in the days of trial before us. Oh, how greatly I desire my large books, which I have taken such pains to produce, to be given a wide circulation. I want all to have them, because they contain essential instruction to reprove the erring, to encourage the downcast, to build up the wavering.